from it. They want to be makas shumas semaisus right now. So he said that the isra shani also lomod should be given over to Yeshua. Rashi says it means Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, Shoima v'Svinoi, and he was a Levi, and he took Maaser Rishon. So he wanted to give the Maaser Rishon to Yeshua. Now, I, the Peiris, are back home. So where's the Nesina? How is he giving over the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, to Yeshua? He said, U'mekoimoi muskaloi, and I'm renting to you the place back home, of the, I'm renting to you the property on where the Peiris are. So again, like you own, you're renting, you own that property. So therefore the payrus, the Maaser Sheni, would be called as you, but a king in Chotzer. Rashi says, the kibbu memenu shom schar hamokim, and he paid the rent for it. So therefore, since you rent the property, it's like you own the property, therefore the property would be called as you, but a king in Chotzer. Now the Yisr Acha Sheni Yosef Lomud, Nosol Yakibu Ben Yosef. He was the gabbai of the Maaser Oni. So he said, the Maaser Oni that I have to give away, I want to give away to Akavi Ben Yosef. And again, I, the Peiris, were back home. How could he give it to him here on the ship? That my place back home, my property, the place where the Peiris are, I'm renting to you that property. So therefore, the property where the Peiris are belongs to you. Therefore, the Peiris are coming to you with a king. Now the question is, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Bitsat Sadeyu, Shurabi Gamliel, are you? Were they on the side of the field of Rabbi Gamliel? They hand now with Rabbi Gamliel on the ship. So they're not next to the field. So even though they're like rented the field, they own that field, how was the field though kind of for them? The Teiris, the Chura, they're not aiming, it's not so they are. Like the Chotzer Shein Mishtameris, it shouldn't be kind of for them. So really Teiris has asked the question, like where were these Teiris? They were in Rabbi Gamliel's house. So in his house, it's like the Mishtameris, it was watched inside his house. So anyway, the Chotzer is called the Chotzer Mishtameris. The Teiris says it's Poshit. That the mice would, what Rabbi Gamliel did now, he like rented to Rabbi Yeshua the place where the Teiris were. So it's again like Rabbi Yeshua now owns a little bit of property in the middle of the house of Rabbi Gamliel. So his little property that he owned is not watched for him. True, the whole house is watched, but it's being watched for the owner, for Rabbi Gamliel, for his people. It's not being watched for the new owner that's renting this little piece of property here. So even though Rabbi Yeshua is paying rent now to rent his little piece of land there and where the Peiris are on, but still, how could he be coming his Peiris right now? And you're telling me now it only helps if the owner is standing there. And the Chorahim, they weren't standing there. So you see, even though they're not standing on the side of the field, still your Chotzer is coming for you. So Marius Zaytan says, Omalais, he said back to them, the Mihaim Rabbon, like how great are these Rabbonin, they're acting like they didn't learn anything yet. In other words, there's not a kasha. Why? Because Ki also was when they came to Surya. Omalu, they said over, Hochi Yamalula. This is what Ula said, this is what they asked him. And Omalu, whom Rabbonin? The Rabbonin said back like this, Rabbi Gamliel, Metaltali, Agav, Mikakoi, Hiknulahem. There's no kasha here altogether. What Rabbi Gamliel did was, true, Rabbi Gamliel wanted to take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni and to give it to the Levi, give it to the Gavli of the Aniyim here. The question was, the Peiris are not here on the ship, the Peiris are back home. So what he did was, he made a Kinyan Agav. He was maknet to them, he rented to them some land. So now, Kinyan Agav is, once I give you land, I also have a right to give over to you Metaltalim wherever they are. But the Kinyan Agav. So that was the Kinyan, not the Peiris Kinyan Chotzer. If it have to go off Chotzer or Chotzer Oni helps, if the Chotzer is Mishtameris, if this property would have been watched for Rabbi Yeshua, and this property was not watched for Rabbi Yeshua, it was only watched for Rabbi Gamliel. So what Rabbi Gamliel did was, he was makted to them the caricature with the Kinyan Schiris, but the Peiris he gave to with the Kinyan Agav. We know if I sell you property and Peiris and Metaltalim, even if the Metaltalim are not on top of the caricature, even if the Metaltalim are someplace else, but there's such a Kinyan Agav, that if I give over to you my property, Agav, the property, you also receive the Metaltalim. Therefore, here there's no proof. It could be for Kinyan Chotzer, you need Oymid B'tzad Sadeyu. But here, the way of the Gamliel gave it over was not with the Kinyan Chotzer, but rather with the Kinyan of Agav. The Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel Metaltalim Agav Mekakoi Hiknu Lehem. The Gemara says, Rabzer accepted this question, he accepted the answer. There's no kasha for me about Oymid B'tzad Sadeyu. Here it was different, it wasn't a Kinyan Chotzer, here it was a Kinyan Agav. Rabbi Abba Loi Kibla, Rabbi Abba did not accept this teretz. So Gemara says, Omar Rabbi says, Shapa Rabbi Loi Kibla. It's very good where Rabbi Abba did not accept this teretz. Why? Because this can't be the pshat that Rav Gamliel was mocked to them that they was with the Kenyan Agaf. Like if it's a question just to be kind to give over these payers, so Bakhlal, let him make a Kenyan Suder. We'll take out his handkerchief and say, listen, give me, like the Yeshua should have given Rav Gamliel's handkerchief. And with a Kenyan Chalipin, since Rav Gamliel has been kind of a handkerchief, Agav Zeh, Rav Yeshua is kind of back to payers. Like, what, they have to give over the property off to the other poor? Why didn't they make a Kenyan Suda here? So what do you have to answer? Elder, what you have to answer is like this. Toivus hano, enoi momin, litmus v'meno mechalipin. Like this Rabbi Gamliel, he had Maisa Sheni at home, and he had Maisa Rani at home. Now, does he really own it? He doesn't own the Maisa Rishon. Maisa Rishon you have to give to Levi. He only has Toivus hano in it. Toivus hano means that maybe somebody will pay him some money to give it to this Levi. So it's considered like you have a ksas ownership in the Maiserishin. But you don't really own the Maiserishin, the mumness of the Maiserishin. It's like Shevet HaLevi. Since Rabbi Gamliel does not own the real Maiserishin, he cannot be maknered to the Levi with a Kenyan Suda. A Kenyan Suda is only if I'm giving you over something I really own. But since they only have Tevis HaNor in it, it's not strong enough to have a Kenyan Chalipin. If so, that's the reason why he did not make a Kenyan Chalipin. I'll tell you, Hochinami, the same svar applies. Toivus hano in a moment, likness agabe karka. The same svar should be that toivus hano does not help, in that you don't have enough kinyan here to give over this metatlim with a kinyan agav. So that this cannot be the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel, that he was makna the karka from Yeshua, and with the kinyan agav, since Rabbi Yeshua is kind of a karka, agav, the kinyan karka, is also kind of a metatlim. Because since these metatlim are maiserish and maiserani, which Rabbi Gamliel does not have a real schus in it, it's only toivus hano, it's not strong enough a moment to have kinyonim of agav. So the only kinyon really had to work here was kinyon chosar. Kinyon chosar is that I'm giving over my property to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua owns it. Now that Rabbi Yeshua, he's muski, he's renting it. Schiris of Kanya. Now that he's renting it, so from Itziya, the Dabe Hefka falls into his Yeshua's. He's coming with her kinyon chosar. So it's not the pshat of the Gamliel is like being machner it, but the pshat is he's being zecher in it because it's in his chotzer. So again, if it goes with the teres chotzer, then we have our kasha. How was Rabbi Yeshua kona the pay with the kinyan chotzer? L'chur it's not by me the tzatzadeyu. Now the Gemara says no. The Gemara says now v'lohi. No, it's not true. In other words, you have no proof here. That really it could be that the kinyan was a kinyan agav, maybe. Not kinyan chotzer, but kinyan agav. The question is, if it's a Kenyan Agaf, how come he needed the karka altogether? Why didn't he give over the Matnas Aniyim here, or the Maiserishin, with the Kenyan Chalipin? That was the kasha. I'll answer you like this. Matnas Kuhuna Nesinik Sirbu. When you have to give over this Matnas Kuhuna, this Maiserishin, the Torah says, Venosan, you have to make a Maiser Nesina. You have to give it over. Therefore, the story could be, Chalipin, Derech Mekach Memcharu. To make a kinyan of chalipin, to be matna the maaser rishon to the levi, to a kinyan chalipin, that's no good, because chalipin is a derech mekach memcha. You give me this, and agav, you give me this, I give you back something else. That's the way kinyan chalipin works. That's like a sale. You give me the handkerchief, and b'schus, if I get the handkerchief, I give you back the object. So that's a matter of transaction of selling. So that's no good for matnas kuna. But metatlim agav mikakoi. But when I sell you kark, I give you a property. And I got the kark, I also want to give you metalkmin, nisina limti. That's like a good nisina. Therefore, the meister katakabim, Rabbi Gamliel, gave with maskir, rented his properties from Yeshua. And Yeshua was kind of the karka, and with the king in Agav, I'm giving you kark, I can also give you the metalkmin. That's why he was kind of the Paris. But enachnami, the king in Chotzer could be, it wouldn't be good. Because the Chotzer is telling you it's only the Tatsadeyu. If it's done with the Tatsadeyu, it does not help. Therefore, there's no kasha. We have Papa, my Papa says no terrorists. Dasa Cheres, Mak, Nois, and Shani. There's a big difference over here. When Rabbi Gamliel was the one, let's say, that was owning these terrorists, he had the Maiserishin. If he wants to give away the Maiserishin to Rabbi Yeshua, it's like Dasa Cheres, Mak, we have his Das giving it away to Rabbi Yeshua. So then even though when Rabbi Yeshua rented this property, the property taki is a Chotzer Sheni Meshtameris, still with Das Acheres Makna, then a Chotzer Sheni Meshtameris would be kona for you. We're only talking about in our Mishnah cases of a Metziah. When an object falls into your property, then we say, if it's not Meshtameris for you, so the Chotzer can't be kona for you. Only if you're under the Tatsadeyu. But in the case where there's somebody selling or giving you something, and the kinyan you have to have is your kinyan Chotzer, then it helps, even though it's in the Meshtameris. That's called Das Acheres Makna Yisushani. Ali Mor says, "We're not telling. How do we know this? That's not we know the Mishnah. Royce and was Nachem Tzio. The Yom Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yochanan Busher was Achrayim or Magian. Only because he's running after them, he gets them. He has to receive it. That's why he has a kinyan. Ros Achrayim or Magian means it's a chotz hamish tameres that if he'd run after it, he could capture it. Then the chotz was kona for him. Now Boyer Miyemi b'Maton Heich Obi Lacha by Matona. Kiblu Minei Rabba Barkan Apa Pishu Ros Achrayim V'Yein Magian." By a matana, I mean, if somebody wants to give you a present, and he puts the animal into your chaser, even though it's a good deer that could run so fast that you can't capture it, still for a matana would be good. Question is, my time, what's the difference? If a metziah goes into your chaser that you can't capture, you can't run after and get it, your chaser is not coming for you, there's no king your chaser, if it's a chaser shenem eshtemeros, then if you can't keep it, so by a matana, if somebody wants to give you a deer for a present, and he puts it into your chotzer. Now he's saying, if you'd run after it, you can't catch it, still the chotzer is coming for you. What's the difference? So, Rav, isn't it? When we have das teheres matna here, it's much better. Since there's a person that's giving you the matana, there's a das of the owner that's being matna, giving it to you, then your kinyan is less of a kinyan. You don't need such a big kinyan. Therefore, via in your chotzer, it's enough. Even though send the mishtameres, so on, since the maestro is in your chotzer, then your chotzer would be coming for you. We're only saying by a metziah, there has to be a chotzer on mishtameres. There's a more kasha. Amalei Rav Simi Rav Papa. Harei get, I case to the get, adas teheres matna isai. Like the husband is giving the get to his wife. The Yomaru and Ula said, v'u shem v'tzad beisai. That even when a husband gives his wife a get, it has to be that she's standing next to the house. Like the tzad chaser, she's standing next to the chaser. So you see, even by adas teheres matna isai, also we have to have, I'm the tzad tzadayu. Tomorrow says, no, shani get is much different. The Yisra bar korchei. Because the husband could force his wife to receive the get. But since the get is bar korchei, here it does not help if she's not standing next to the get. Like Rashi says, shunayis nolo, lenichol lemadasha. She doesn't want to get the get. So since she doesn't want to get the get, therefore it has to have a shame like you're putting it into her hand. That's a big halacha. Therefore it has to be a halacha after she's standing next to the chotzer. If she's not standing next to the chotzer, it's not cool to get tain biyodo. Like here it's not called Das Teheres Maknoisai. Das Teheres Maknoisai means when Reuven is giving you a present, so Reuven wants to give it to you, and you want to accept it. So you have both Dasim, there we say as long as it's in your Chotzer Koldu, even the Chotzer Shenem HaSemeres, that's called a good Kenyan. But I guess where it helps even Makorcha, she doesn't want it. It's only the Baal giving it, that's not really called Das Teheres Maknoisai. So therefore what's called to be Yodo, only if it's Mishtameres, that she's standing next to it. If she's not standing next to it, there would not be good. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over the list tomorrow again on the next tape.
You're holding off Yud Aleph from a base. Again, the list tomorrow again was that Rav Papa Rama Das Teheres Maknoi Seshani. Rav Papa says if you have Das Teheres that somebody is giving it over to you, then the Chotzer could be kona for you, even if you're not Oymi Vitzat Sadei. So here by Rav Gamliel, since Rav Gamliel was the owner of the Maise Sheni, he was giving it over to Rav Yeshua, even though Rav Yeshua was not standing on the side of the field, still it helps. So Morris says, I mean, not telling me, how do I know this, that there's a difference between Das Teheres Maknoi and that? That's not we learned. Royce and Rotz and Achra Metziah, case of our Mishnah, and on that, Yom Rav Yim, Yom Rav Yechanan, Vusha Rotz Achrenu Magiyim. Then the case of our Mishnah, when is the Metziah? When can your Chotzer become the Metziah for you? Only if the Chayfetz will stay in your Rishus, does not run out. That if you'd run after it, you'd catch it. Because otherwise, it's not called Mishtameris in your Chotzer. And on this, Uvoi Rav Yim, Yibamatona Heich, what would be the Alocha if a Matona, if I want to give you my animal, and my animal is going through your field, even in the case that you cannot run after it and catch it, is the chotzer corner for you. So kiblu b'nei Rav Abba bar Kahana that afal pi shirotz achrehen v'ein magiyim, even though if you'd run after the animal you cannot catch it, still the chotzer is corner for you. My time, what's the difference between a matana and the case of our Mishnah? Lav isn't it mishum the das teheres maknoi shani? That if there's a noisin matana, if Reuven wants to give his animal away to Shimon, so since we have Reuven's das here helping it along, now as long as the animal is in Shimon's rishus and his chotzer, even though it's not mishtameris, still it's good. So Melabai Rabbi Gamliel was also good because Rabbi Gamliel was a das teheres makna. Oh, Malay Rav Simil Rav Papa, is this true? How do I get? There's a case of a get where a man wants to give a get to his wife, and the das teheres maknoisai, it's the das of the husband that's giving his get to his wife, and still the Yomer Ula said, v'u shoy medes b'tzad beisa, oy b'tzad chatzera. That is halacha that the husband could throw the get into his wife's house or into his wife's chotzer. That's only if she's standing next to the house or standing next to the chotzer. The question is why? Like lechura, since there's das acheres makna, since we have the das of the husband here, you're telling me you do not need aymer b'tzad sadeyu. So the answer is, I'll tell you, shani get. Get is different. The yisur b'akorcha, because the husband could give a get to his wife even by force, even though she does not want to receive it. Still, the husband could give it to her. So since it could be done by Karcha, that's why she has to be on the side of a field. So where is the question? Just the opposite. Mask of Lord Rashashis. Pray the Ravidi. Falav Kal V'chaimu? Isn't this a Kal V'chaimu? Oma Get. Madach by the Parsha of Get. To Yisei Bar Korchoi. That the husband could do the whole Maisin and Sin as a Get, even though she does not want to receive it, even by her force. Still, we could do it. And we say, well, and still the loch is what? Eloi medis betzad the base of a tzad chatzera in, Eloi loi, that a get is only good if she's standing next to her chatzer, if she's standing next to a house. But if she's not standing next to them, then it's no good, even though the husband is